Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. I want to speak to you strictly from the subject, the binding of Satan, the binding of Satan. It is important that we see this great picture that is being drawn and painted for us here. When we fully see it and understand it, it is designed to bring great comfort to all of us who are saints. That's why it is so graphically pictured in the way that it is. The archenemy of the saints is seen in this picture as a lawless criminal being handcuffed and sentenced to prison for a long period of time. The devil is clearly under the control of God. When things are chaotic, unruly, tumultuous, dark, the question is asked, who is really in control here? Well, if you grasp the message, the answer is clear. God is the one who is in control. Not only does God show and share with us the binding of Satan, but he also shows us the ultimate defeat and the end of this enemy. In Revelation 20, if you drop down to verse 10, while verses 1 through 3 shows his binding, verse number 10 shows his ultimate end and his ultimate confinement. It says, the devil who deceived them was thrown into the fiery lake of sulfur, or the fiery furnace, lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophet were also thrown. They will be tortured there day and night. Notice the Bible says, forever and ever. So the binding of Satan is here, and his ultimate end, how he will end in Gehenna, hell, is here. When we talk about this picture, the angel comes down, notice, comes down from heaven. This messenger from God, from Jesus Christ, does not just come down from heaven, but it comes down from heaven with a key in its hand, and it comes down with a chain also. When you consider the key just simply means that this angel is given authority. And this authority that the angel has is authority over the bottomless pit. The angel has the key to this bottomless pit. With the chain, the angel that comes down from heaven binds the devil, that old serpent, the dragon. He binds him, and what he does is he throws him into this bottomless pit. Your translation may say, into the abyss. Here, ladies and gentlemen, he is there for 1,000 years. I do not believe that 1,000 years should be taken literally, but it is simply the Revelator's way of saying to you that he's going to be bound for a long period of time. You have to remember that this is figurative language. Language that God paints pictures of his will and of the destiny for the people of God to hold into their minds and into their memories. And what God wants you to know is that the devil has been bound. When you talk about binding, this does not mean that the devil is incapacitated, that the devil is not given freedom to still function. And the reason I know that we should see this in this light is because we know that he is still active today. But what you have to understand is that this picture that he is painting for us of the binding of Satan, once you understand what this binding really is, you will rejoice and you will find comfort in knowing and understanding how limited the devil is. When you talk about the binding, it's almost the same as when you go to the zoo and you go and you see the lion. And when I go to the zoo and I see the lion, I'm not scared. When I go to the zoo and I see the lion, I'll go right up to where they're keeping him, and I have no problem taking my grandkids and to see the lion. That's the lion, baby. Lion. Even let them touch the glass. Touch the glass. Lion, the lion, but that doesn't scare me. You know why it doesn't scare me? Because he's bound. Yeah, he's bound. You know, so when you talk about the binding of Satan, what I want to do is help you to understand how and the limitations that he has, and I want to try to put it in a setting. I want you to see the binding of Satan in this setting. From the first coming of Christ, when Christ comes into the world for the first time, born of Mary, and when he comes again the second time, if you would take the 1,000 years, the long period of time, and put it between his first coming and his second coming, this long period of time is where I believe our text is saying that Satan, the devil, the old serpent, has been bound. And what I want to do is I want to go into the scripture and show you that this bottomless pit is first introduced to us in Revelation chapter 9, where there's a fallen angel that is given the key to the bottomless pit, and this fallen angel opens the pit, and out of it comes a great furnace of smoke, and out of the smoke comes a vision of locusts that are, you just have to read it. I don't have time to go in there and show you, but this is called the bottomless pit. And out of it comes evil that you have never been able to witness in your life. And the person that is over this pit is called a fallen angel, and we believe that this is the devil. So somewhere before the coming of Christ, the devil was able to unleash the demonic world upon mankind in a way that it has never been able to see before. Now, if you follow the scripture, you will find that the devil has some power that is not expressed at any other time in scripture like it's expressed during the ministry of Christ. How the devil is able to just come in and just take over people. And the day of the devil is able to just have havoc in the world. And so Jesus is going to prove to us that this enemy, that I got power over him, and I am the one that's coming to bind him. And he bound him. And he bound him at Calvary. And you and I as Christians, when we see the devil, it's like going to the zoo. That's the devil, baby. That's the devil, baby. But he can't hurt you unless you get over there in the pit with him. I want to show you some scripture. I want you to look with me at Matthew chapter 12. And I just want you to follow this. Matthew chapter 12, verse number 25. And Jesus knew their thoughts. Jesus has just, watch this now, healed a man. And they have the nerve to say that he healed the man through the power of Beelzebub. He healed this man through the power of the devil. And the Bible says Jesus knew their thoughts. Are you with me? And said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And watch what he said. If Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Now, if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But watch him. He said, but if I, and the way you ought to read that is, since I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, not by the spirit of the devil, I cast them out by the Spirit of God. Then, watch this, beautiful. Then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Now, I don't want to get too long. Watch what else he says. In that verse, he says, or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first do what? Bind the strong man. And then he will spoil his house. Jesus came, ladies and gentlemen, to spoil the devil's house. He came to spoil his kingdom and to show you who really is in power. Go with me to Luke chapter 10 and verse number 17. And see, you can't do anything. You're not going to break in my house unless you first bind me. Amen, amen. I thought I'd just mention that to you before you come. Right. You're going to have to do something with me first. So you got to go ransacking my house. Amen. It won't take much, but you can take care of it. But anyway, I thought I'd just mention that. Luke 10, 17. Now watch this. The Bible said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us. Watch this. But what? Through what? Through what? Not that name. In other words, when they came up on those devils and they used the name of Jesus, by his authority. Now, I'm trying to show you something. And he said unto them, He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, there you have to go back to Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, that the devil once was in heaven. He was part of the creation of God, but he got beside himself and God cast him down to the earth. But we don't have time to deal with all of that. But I'm telling you, all I want to do this morning is show you who's in control. Are you with me? He said, behold, I give unto you power. Now he's talking to those 12. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on what? Serpents. And on what? Now, do you think he's talking about literal serpents and literal scorpions? No, that's figurative language. But it's showing you that the power that I'm giving you, you can tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all, how much of it? Over how much of it? Over how much of it? All the power of the what? Enemy. And watch this word. And what? Nothing shall by any means do what? Hurt you. Are you with me? Notwithstanding. Now watch him contrast this. Notwithstanding. In this rejoice not. Don't rejoice just because you got power over the devil. Here's what your joy ought to really be. That the spirit, don't rejoice that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written where? In heaven. Now I want you to look with me at John 12, 28 through 33. I want to just show you. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it. So someone from heaven responded to the prayer of Jesus and said, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, no, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. This he said, signifying the death that he should die. Jesus knew that once I die on Calvary and get up in 3 days, that's why he can say all power in the Hadean world, in all heaven and all earth is given unto me. I got it. Got all of it. I'm sorry, baby. All right. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna talk in my soft voice. All right. My inner voice is what the kids say. All right. But I got excited. I mean, man, you know, but anyway, I want you to see this. 1 John 3:8. John, who wrote this revelation, also wrote this epistle. He said, he that committeth sin is of the what? For the devil sinneth from the what? For this purpose. Now, this is the key. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. In other words, I'm coming to bind. I'm going to bind him. He ain't going to have all that power like he used to. I'm going to bind him. Hebrews 2:14. Watch this. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them through the fear of death. Well, all their lifetime subject to bondage. In other words, he came to free us from the bondage of death and from sin. Listen to this one. 1 Corinthians 15, 55. The question is asked by Paul, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, you ought to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's the key. The binding of Satan simply means, ladies and gentlemen, that he has not the power that he used to have over mankind. Jesus took the keys to the grave from him. The Hadean world and that demonic world, Jesus has the key to it. And after he died, the Bible said he led captivity captive. In other words, he made a show of them openly. That's what the Colossian epistle tells you. When he came up from the grave, he came up victorious over the devil, over all the demons of the world, and led them into captivity. I got them bound now. I got them, and cast them into the pit. Now they can't hurt us like they used to anymore. Now I want you to listen to this. The binding of Satan means that he cannot destroy the word of God. Never will he be able to destroy. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will stand forever. The devil can't touch the word of God. That's why when you get ready to talk to him through the word of God. The word of God is quick and his power sharper than any two-edged sword. Somebody ought to know, put on the whole armor of God. Take the shield of faith. That's how you defeat him. You defeat him through the testimony of the word of Almighty God. Shame on us if we ever leave the word of Almighty God. Devil can't touch it. That's what you cut him up with. That's how you keep him bound. I'm sorry, baby. I forgot. He can't even touch the church. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell. Now listen to what he said. The gates of Hades, the Hadean world can't destroy it. No devil can touch the church. That's why you want to always be in the church. Talking about, well, I want to be in this group and that group. No, the group you ought to be in and need to be in. I know you young people. Y'all not listening to Brother Gibbs, but I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you, the church is so important. It's the kingdom of God. You got to be in the church. Somebody say, well, I'm going to give my life to Christ. Christ saves you in the church. The kingdom of God is how the Lord saves us. He's built a camp around the kingdom of God. He protects the kingdom of God. Devil can't get to the people, the saints of Almighty God. The only reason he gets to some of you is because you're over there in that fence. You know, over there. You know, next door to my house, they got some big dogs. I mean some big dogs. And they bark. They look ferocious. And it's kind of hard for me to even mow my yard up against that fence. Because, man, they... You know what I'm saying to myself? Whoa, Lord have mercy. But I'm so glad I'm in my yard. Now, what, I look like a fool going over there in that yard. Now, why would I go over there where the dogs are? Oh, okay. That's their territory. That's where they are. And so I'm going to open the gate and go on in there. Now, whatever happens to me when I get over there is my fault. No, y'all didn't hear what I just said. Some of us already know we all have no business. No business in some of these places. And when you get over there, that's the domain of the devil. Yeah, no business with that woman. No business with that man. Oh God, now I know I'm preaching now. Amen, Walls. Like, going to go right in the mouth of the devil. Now he's bound, but he's still able. If you get over there in the pit with him, he'll eat you up. It's the truth. You no match for the devil. Let me read another passage. And I know I'm, but Revelation 12. I want you to go to Revelation 12, and I want to read in your hearing verses 7 through 11. I just want you to watch this. Did you not know there's a scripture that said we're not ignorant of Satan's devices? We know him when we see him. We know how he works. He can't fool us unless we stay out of the word. Revelation 12, 7. Why don't you just read this with me? And there was war where? Michael and his angels fought against whom? And the dragon fought against his what? And prevailed what? Neither was their place, what, found anymore where? And the great dragon was cast where? That old what? Called the what? And what? Which does what? Now, here's what I want to say to you. The binding of Satan is designed where the devil cannot deceive you anymore. That's what it's all about. Now, he will eat you up if you don't know the word of God. He'll eat you up. But if you know the word, then the word is what's going to protect you. That's why you need to come to church. That's why you need to study. This is our defense. All right, watch the Bible. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come what? Salvation and what? Strength and the what? Kingdom of our God and the what? Power of his Christ. For the what? The accuser of our brethren is what? Cast down, which accused them how? Before God how? Day and night. And they what? Overcame him by the what? Blood of the Lamb and by the what? Word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. If the devil could ever get you to the point where you're trying to save your life, Jesus said, he who saves his life will lose his life. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. Don't worry about what the devil can do to you bodily. It's your soul. He can't touch your soul. Disease gonna hit your body. No. Disease gonna hit your body, but he can't touch your soul. The Lord protected Job. He said, you can touch his body. You can touch all that he has. But don't. Listen. God's always had him bound. Always got him under control. So, I know my time is gone. Let me show you this. If you're at the zoo, let's go back to the zoo. Come on, go back with me now. All right, you know the devil is what? Bound. No, he's not gonna ever get. He will not have the advantage over the people of God as long as they stay under the blood of Christ and the testimony of his word and in his kingdom. Now get out the kingdom, get out of his word, get from under the blood, devil got you. So I'm wise enough to know, ain't nothing gonna get me out of church. Say I lose my job. Let's go to the zoo. Come on, go to the zoo. I lost my job. And the devil saying, see there? Your God don't love you. Your God. Where your God? Where your God? Now, that's his tactic to get you over there in the pit. You start listening to him. You know, I've been wondering that myself. I'm wondering, I'm wondering myself, where's my God? Now you in the pit. He gonna eat you alive. Step out, get back on the other side, and tell the devil, God said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I don't win this battle by my deeds, but I win them by the deeds of Christ. And when you put that on him, he going, But as long as you're listening to him, put the word on him, bam. If you keep that word, fight with that word. The Bible said, resist the devil, and he will do what? Flee from you. You know, Brother Gibb, you've been around a long time, and you just need to do this and do that. And I listen to him, and I say, listen, devil. Listen. The Bible said, be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life.
That's right.
Well, you know, you've been married a long time, and you know, you've been taking that stuff off of her all these years, and you deserve a little happiness before you die. You listen to that foolish. If you want to, go on over there in the pit. You better come on out of that pit.
Amen.
Go home.
Amen.
Okay. I can give you many examples, but all I'm trying to say to you is Amen. That he's bound.
Yes, sir.
You just don't be getting over there in the pit with him. God bless you. I pray that you're here. You've heard the gospel. Jesus is the answer. The Bible said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. I am he that liveth. Well, I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. If you be faithful unto death, I will give you the privilege to eat from the tree of life. I'll give you the privilege to be able to walk in the fellowship with God, in the city of God, where there's a fountain that flows from his throne. Trees on both sides that bear 12 manner of fruit for the healing of the nation. I'll give you the privilege to come into a city where there's no need for a sun,
yes.
For his own presence lights up. If you come and you give your life to him, there's going to come a day that he'll dry up all of your tears.
Amen.
He'll take away all pain, yes. All sorrow. You will become a person that truly experiences the blessing for which Jesus came to give us eternal life. Don't let the devil make you think that winning the lottery is more important than having Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let him do that. Tell him he's a liar and stay in the word of God. If you strayed from your position in the kingdom and in your relationship with Christ, I'm asking you to come on back. I'm asking you to get back to safety. Get back in the word. Stay in the word of God. And watch what God will do for you. Because God says, all things work together for good to them who love me and who are called according to my purpose. He'll take every negative thing the devil throws at you and turn it out for your good.
Yes, sir.
That's just the kind of God that we serve.
Yes,
ain't God good?
Yes,
oh, I could just keep on preaching because God is a good God. And he's done it over and over and over again. Will you come? Come right now while together we stand and sing. will you come?
What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.